everybody. Welcome back to Ballin' Out.
Super.
My name's Jeremy Hammond, joined as always by my co-host, Katie Rose Leon.
I've been drinking since noon.
And Alex Patak.
And I'm Jeremy Hammond.
And this is a very special episode because the arc's over. All right.
Last day of camp, always sad, but
all right. And we are joined today by Casey James Salingo.
Hello. I've been drinking since an hour ago, I'm trying to get after it. I'm trying to get drunk. Katie over here. Woo, Dragon Ball. I didn't know what we were doing when I came here, and then you said I had to watch a cartoon. It's like, I got to read my Facebook messages better.
I don't know. I think you showing up with a six-pack, I'm like, this seems about right.
Yeah, it's great, which I am going to Venmo you for. Don't think you're getting out of that.
It would have been so great if you came and you were like, this is the CrossFit podcast. We're going to need you to move a tire down the road.
I would do it. Literally anything I'm asked to do, I do, and I'll go on any podcast with any kind of weird gimmick. How many people listen? All right.
A lot of teens.
A lot of teens.
I love teens.
A lot of Latino
teens. They're so tight.
Bodybuilders.
Bodybuilding Latino teens. Teens.
That's my favorite.
They're up whenever. Just roll into my DMs. Whatever.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Dude,
I don't know. People from this podcast in your DMs?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is about Latino bodybuilding teens, but for some reason they all feel the need to put in the profile of their Instagram, I'm up all the time.
Really? That's great.
I don't know what that is.
They got to sleep. The Latino culture is not, they don't sleep very much. Yeah. The siesta only. And that's it.
It's actually a much healthier way, you know, to do things.
I agree.
Siesta. What are you basing that on?
Dragon Ball Z. Do you see how many little naps Goku takes?
Oh, yeah.
That's
how
true.
Fit
and in this episode, Lord Beerus had himself a nice little siesta.
I think we are getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, we're getting very far ahead of ourselves. excuse me. This is going to be a weird one. Casey,
is it never not weird? You're talking about Dragon Ball Z. This is a regular by the books. Sorry, what are you going to say? I apologize. It's fun.
Yeah, we usually start this out by talking to our guest a little bit about what your experience with Dragon Ball is. Like, did you ever watch it? Were you a fan?
I watched when I was really young. I watched Dragon Ball, which was when one of the Gos was a boy.
Goku.
So that was when Goku was a boy, and he was with his father, who is. No, he wasn't.
This might be Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, you might.
No. All right. So, what was Dragon Ball then? Because I remember there being
Dragon Ball is Goku's a boy.
Yeah, Goku is a boy.
He's but just by a the boy. Time,
but he had like someone like a scientist leading him around or something. What happened?
So when we meet him, he's alone because his grandfather Gohan has died. And immediately he meets Bulma, who is the young woman who we saw in this episode on the boat with the party.
She takes him on her startup.
Okay.
Yeah, and, her tech startup called Capsule Corp.
They go to get Dragon Balls.
Yeah.
That's the show.
Yes, I remember them collecting Dragon Balls.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. There's a scientist guy somewhere in there, but they're not related. They just have a real look in their eye.
Oh, yeah. I was very young. I didn't understand what was happening on television. I just like colors and sounds.
Yeah, at some point he meets Master Roshi, who I guess could sort of look a bit like a scientist. Oh, yeah. He wears a turtle shell on his back. He's an old man.
That scientist.
That's him. Yeah.
So I watched that, and then I did watch Dragon Ball Z quite a bit. Not a ton. Was it on Toonami?
Yeah.
Because I watched Toonami. I was big. Fucking Thundercats was my shit.
Fuck yeah.
I love Thundercats.
Many people got sexually confused over Thundercats.
Oh, my God. Chitara had it going on. Panthera, what a sexy beast.
Are they people or are they cats? That's what you're wondering.
Hard to say.
Into BDSM or Lycra, what's happening?
Yeah, fucking cool as hell.
I think between that and Tiny Toons and Space Jam, that's probably got to be the entire origin of the furry subculture.
Tiny Toons? That's pedophilia.
Well, that's pedophilia.
Yeah no, but people were real into babs.
So I watched Toonami every day when I got home from school.
Yeah, so you were a Thundercats guy. What were your other jams on?
Voltron was on there. I loved like the '80s cartoons.
Classics.
Speed Racer was on there for
a
while.
Go back to the classics.
Yeah, I like that. What else was on there? So Dragon Ball Z.
This is an early Toonami. I'm not sure.
How old are you guys?
I just turned 26 last month.
Okay, I'm 30. So.
I'm 28.
Yeah,
so you're closer to our
respect you because you're my elder.
Yes, as you should. And so this is when I was a boy, probably like middle school, and I'd come home and watch Toonami, and I'd fall asleep every day, and my mom would get home and be like, what? She'd be like, wake up! And she'd be so mad that I fell asleep watching these cartoons, and I never would understand why, but I still, if somebody wakes me up now, I'm all scared. I don't know.
So, I was thinking about the cartoons.
So that's my relationship with Dragon Ball Z. Child nice. Abuse.
And so, like, anime overall, like, we got, like, Speed Racer, we got Voltron.
Yes.
Did you ever have any other anime times?
I remember there was on Sci-Fi Channel on Friday nights, I would go back and forth, so they had stand-up on, it was stand-up night on Comedy Central, back when they cared about stand-up!
Oh, shit!
So they'd have, like, all the Comedy Central Presents. And all this shit. And I would watch that all Friday. And then I would switch over to the anime. They had, like, Akira. They had, like, the movies.
Yeah.
Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, that's just
shit
great.
Like that. And I thought that was pretty cool. So I would flip back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching like a lot of out of context anime on Sci-Fi Channel, just being like a kid, like there's boobies in this and I feel uncomfortable, but I'm compelled.
Yeah,
it was very exciting and violent and weird. Yeah. So I was kind of, and then I would watch
these cartoons look fruitful.
I would watch the MTV cartoon, like Aeon Flux. Is that considered anime?
Yeah.
It isn't, but it is definitely inspired and like all that Liquid Television stuff. I definitely feel like is influenced and related.
Yeah.
Like Aniflux and the other one that people always say is Avatar the Last Airbender is like a very anime influenced, but like
except kissing cousins.
Kissing cousins.
Cool. Yeah, that was past my time, but the Aeon Flux terrified me. All those like MTV cartoons were so scary.
Yeah,
like the head
gross as hell.
And the Max and shit, that was all very spooky, but I still watch it.
Did you ever see what was it, Attention Deficit?
Yes.
Television or whatever it was, the one that Marc Maron used to do.
Yes.
But they had one on there. It was a short cartoon called Hello, Dad, I'm in Jail.
No, I don't recall that.
And it's just this like, weird like yellow background with like a black silhouetted man in a box, white eyes and like big teeth, is going like, Hello, Dad, I'm in jail.
Jesus.
But it turns out...
Sounds like a sad show.
It sounds terrifying.
It's super weird. It's got this weird like jazzy music behind it.
Ugh.
But it turns out that the musicians who made the music behind it are the same guys who did the song Walk the Dinosaur.
Oh, well, how's that song go?
Open the door, get on the floor.
Everybody
walk
the
dinosaur. Oh, yeah, really?
You're singing it? I'm loving it.
That's incredible. I did not know that.
Shall we get into the episode, guys?
Yeah, yes. Well, here's a fun fact. Everyone's drinking. I didn't bring a notebook, so I don't remember what this is called or anything that happened.
Yeah.
So do we have a... Okay, really I found it, everybody.
All right.
This episode...
Never mind.
Stop jagging your hog, Alex. We got to talk about Dragon Ball.
That didn't sound like a hog.
Episode 14. This is every ounce of power I have. The Battle of the Gods conclusion.
Hell yeah. It concluded.
It concluded. We still have 1,000 episodes to watch, but this particular boat party is coming to an end, y'all.
Can I just say, the fighting on this episode, because Casey hadn't heard the podcast, and he came over, and I was like, yeah, we watch show, we make fun of the show, it's a fun time, you know, some of the episodes are pretty aimless. And then they just gave us this top-notch anime action for a good 10 minutes? I was eating my words.
Yeah,
yeah,
in front
it's
of an
like,
esteemed guest.
Yeah, it was pretty hot. Pretty hot action. Those boys were getting after it in space.
They were
boys.
It was pretty rad.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they were holding out to have a watchable episode to the very end.
Yeah, they definitely blew the budget here. As the listeners know, I have a rule that if there are two beams, it's a good episode. Maybe 30 beams.
Could have been at least 30.
100 beams.
A lot of beams.
Yeah, shit ton of beams.
There were beams?
Were the rest of the episodes just them on the boat hanging out? Because that sounds pretty chill, too.
Yeah.
A surprising... Yeah. Like, you're doing a joke right now, but a surprising amount of the past 12 episodes.
I like the boat.
Sometimes they just buy shirts.
Hey.
Yeah, a lot of shirt buying, a lot of eating, a lot of working.
Shirts that get blown off in a fight against the gods. Oh, and I did want to make a point of this. Take it back, and Katie knows where I'm going. When Goku's fighting Frieza, all of his top classic hits, he's in a fight. The shirt's getting blown right off.
Yeah.
you're seeing all the definition. You know, he's like bleeding from his nip or whatever. He's got little cuts everywhere for some reason.
Yeah, Goku literally punches a sun in this episode, and like his shirt gets like slightly tattered.
His undershirt's pressed after that.
Yeah, it's very nice. Such a hallmark of the show of Dragon Ball Z that like the moment shit goes down, the moment it's like 2 seconds into the battle, Goku's shirt is ripped off. He's like down to like some shorts.
Yeah. You should just take it off to begin with.
We also have, this was a very fun episode, but we have one of the most frustrating pieces of information I've ever seen on the show, which I think you all agree with. So what happens is they're doing punchies and fisties in the sky.
Oh, yeah. Little,
they're pounding. They're doing stuff.
I lost count.
And then Beerus, like, you know, slam dunks them down to the ocean like you do.
Yeah, I think it was a full 360 dunk, in fact.
Yeah, you know, he slams them to the bottom. And then they're doing fisties and punchies in the water. And then Goku says, I need air. But they have been fighting in outer space for 6 episodes.
For episodes on episodes. No one mentioning air at all. I bet there was a line of dialogue in there. There's like, there is air up here and it is space. Mm-hmm. They don't care at all about the logic of the show and the hard podcasting that goes into making it all come together at the end of the day.
And see, I was willing to, when you guys pointed that out while we were watching the episode, I was willing to argue that perhaps as a Super Saiyan God, Goku is able to breathe in space, and by the time he's slam dunked into the water, he's no longer even a Super Saiyan.
But
just realized as I was going to say that he was not Super Saiyan for quite a while.
Eat your words.
Yeah. So
I'm just Super Saiyan that you should eat your words.
Good one, Katie.
So
I'm really.
All right, let's get the guest in here.
I just had a question. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt all your puns. You're having a great time, and I apologize.
Jump in.
So they have black hair when they're Saiyans, and when they're blonde, they're Super Saiyan.
Correct.
Blonde people are stronger by nature.
That's true.
Correct.
Yes.
There's a great
Katie,
book
we
on
know this, right?
I dye my hair.
Oh, all right. I'm the only pure blonde in here.
Yeah,
bring this whole building down. I'm a strawberry redhead.
I'm not a redhead. I don't know.
No,
what do you guys think?
One of the weakest races.
Yeah, I know. It's a very fine. It's a fine line between weakest and strongest.
Finally, we can get down to race strength.
What do you call it? What?
I call it like a dirty blonde.
I'm dirty blonde. Yeah, that's the strongest
dirty,
one.
Dirty. Yeah, because it's blonde, but it gets its hands dirty.
Mm.
Yeah, it works.
Like a working man's blonde.
I'm a blue collar blonde over here. A Bruce Springsteen blonde.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I listen to that when I ride around my pickup truck thinking about the collapse of the American audio industry.
The American audio industry.
Goddamn SoundCloud ain't working out anymore. That was not a good job.
All those damn morning DJs out in the streets.
Lars Ulrich was right.
Oh, my goodness. So what happens?
Does happen? I don't know. Underwater.
It's just a long fight. It's a long fight.
There's a couple of key things that happen. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He does say, at some point, he says, this is a job I can't finish with my fist.
Yeah. He does that, which, like, I'm waiting for that barbed cat penis to make an appearance at that point. But
meow.
Yeah, there's a lot of punchies. There's some beams. Goku unsands. There's a small sun.
Well, what keeps happening, he keeps getting punched unconscious, falling slowly into the Earth's atmosphere, then
falling
being upset that he's falling through the Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah,
going,
that's right.
This time I won't fall through the Earth's atmosphere. And he comes back up and he's stronger than ever. And that happens at least twice.
At least twice.
What was the point of that?
To fill 25 minutes.
They got to use a few of the same frames over and over again, which definitely
they wanted to bang that cool choral arrangement they made for the occasion.
Yeah, Gen Fukuyama, I don't remember his name. Cut it out. I take it all back.
What's up, weebs? Who made this score? Let us know over and over again
Hit
in the comment
up.
Section.
We have
people are gonna know who made that score.
Oh, for sure. Wow. Yeah, no, definitely. We have a message us button on our Facebook page. Please send us who made the score of this show so we can forget it promptly on the next episode.
I don't even know where I am right now.
Gen Fukunaga.
Great.
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 This conversation is greatly enriched by this.
So they fight a bunch, he faints a bunch, he gets mad, and then finally, it's like, oh my God, he explodes a sun that's going to kill Earth. And then
oh, wait, no. Before that, there's the conversation where Goku just like can't anymore. He's full regular Black Saiyan.
I've come 4 to 5 times.
He's come so hard. He's just out of water and electrolytes, and he's like, I can't do it anymore, Beerus. I know I let my friends down.
This perfectly matches up with Beerus being the more experienced lover teaching the young nubile Goku analogy. I made a few podcast episodes ago, and even at the end, he fakes it for his own approval.
Also, when has Goku ever been considerate to his friends and family? Literally ever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
He's
and also,
shit.
This is the first time in the whole arc so far that Goku has even remotely treated this as though anything's on the line.
That's true. Because he keeps laughing before now. They kept having these back and forths where they'd punch and he'd go like, oh, we're both having fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
a big joke to him?
You're so strong.
They were simpler times, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like this was high stakes or low stakes, like as someone coming in cold?
The fight felt very high stakes. But this is what I remember about Dragon Ball Z, was that every fight was the highest stakes. It was like, you're the most powerful fighter. You're the most powerful fighter. And then the next episode was like, you're the newest most powerful fighter. Like, everyone they encounter was the new most powerful fighter.
Yeah.
So this is what I recall is every fight being extremely high stakes.
But in this case, I don't know how in future arcs they're going to have a new most powerful fighter. You know, because this is now, because
he had limitless, he was literally the god of destruction.
Yeah.
They didn't have it. They put numbers on the other ones for some reason. And this was just infinity, so you can't beat that.
Yeah, I don't know what, I mean, I know what's next because it's impossible to avoid spoilers. Jeez,
man.
Louise.
That's the meme business.
Folks.
I've never encountered a Dragon Ball Super spoiler, so it's not impossible.
Well, that's like to run our podcast.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's because you're not wasting your time playing Token Battle.
What's Token Battle?
Token Battle is a cell phone Dragon Ball game that I've been wasting my time playing while I poop.
Oh, that's cool. And
that
then good. There's spoilers on there?
Yeah, because, okay, so it's like a sort of a fusion of like an action fighting game and like a card game, like a Yu-Gi-Oh type of thing.
Sounds good.
And you, yeah, no, you'll love it. But you kind of like have these, like you find like characters along the way that you'll use to fight other characters.
Oh, okay, cool.
And like at first, like you start out and they're just like, here, just have like Yamcha and Tien and Chiaotzu and whatever. Get out there. Have fun, kid. But then you start finding other ones.
You just
like,
listed some very eligible bachelors that I have no problem starting out with.
It's a good crew to start with, but then you start seeing like they got like Vegito. They've got like full on fusions. They got Beerus. You got Whis. But then later, I in my crew right now, I've got a fucking Golden Frieza. I don't know what the hell Golden Frieza is.
No, that's a spoiler.
That's a big
spoiler. In the
Yaoi
version
sure.
of the game, you actually unlock Yamcha last, and he just he just treats you like a woman the whole time.
If it is Yaoi, he treats another gentleman.
He
like
treats
a
another
woman
gentleman like a man the whole time. I don't know.
So speaking of which, he runs out of power. Punches the sun so the world doesn't die, and then he shoots down to the surface for a third time, and then Vegeta finally spoke. Vegeta spoke in class today, and it was to knock his son on the floor so he can tenderly catch Goku in his arms like a rom-com.
Okay, several things I have issue with in this scene.
Go.
Number one, it makes no sense that he fell to Earth from space and landed on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zero sense.
Yeah, he should land in Africa somewhere and crush an old woman.
Literally, well, statistically, he should have landed just in the ocean somewhere. That is,
they
the
were in the ocean.
The
they're
surface.
On a boat.
And
eat
I guess,
that,
yeah,
Jeremy.
The boat does count as somewhere.
Okay, the other thing, though, because he catches him on the boat, he just fell from space. Was he moving at, like, 500,000 miles an hour?
Yeah.
The boat was just shrugged it off.
Yeah.
It's a good boat.
That's crazy. Also, just, like, why did he need to be caught?
Yeah, just let him fall through the. He'd break the boat. Yeah.
It's a rental. I watched him get blown up by a sun, and it was fine. He doesn't need to be caught.
No, it just reminded me how much I like Vegeta. I was like, oh yeah, like
he's a good guy. He's like he's there when you need it. Sure, I mean, he's gonna punch your son in the face sometimes, but
sure, like he won't talk to you for days on end.
Okay.
Do you have any opinions?
We need to explain how this rounds out at some point.
Yeah. So Vegeta catches him. He's basically dead to the world. Beerus comes down to the Earth. Whis says, like, hey, honey, like, maybe we could just, like, go back to space and have a bath.
That's not even a joke. That's
it's like almost exactly what he says. And Beerus says, a destroyer never breaks his promises.
He never has a bath.
And then Vegeta comes out and he's like, I'll fucking murder this guy. And everyone's like, you won't. It's over. It's done. The fight's done. Stop. The episode's over. We're done here.
He's very mad. He's yelling. Yeah. He was like, I'll be stronger than you. I'll be stronger than
everyone.
Yeah.
He goes on a whole
fucking
thing.
I'm like, why are you so mad, dude? Take it easy.
I like that bar fight Vegeta voice.
I'll be stronger than everybody in this bar.
I'm actually the prince. I'm the prince the whole time.
I did 50 push-ups. Watch me. Somebody count. It goes out.
Dad, let's leave. Punch his son right in the bar.
So Beerus says he's going to destroy the world. Everyone's like, oh, no. But nobody like goes to hug each other this time. It just feels like everyone's past it.
They're tired.
There's a long back and forth where Piccolo talks to Vegeta with the same voice actor, and he's like, oh, no, we might have to stop him. No, you can't. I'll stop him. What? No, I will. Who? What? Which one?
So then Beerus charges up his attack to try to blow up the Earth, then fires it off into the sky to presumably blow up the moon again.
Yeah, fuck you, the moon.
Yeah, it grew back.
But guess what? He fell asleep.
A sleepy little kitty. Fell asleep.
And so we're all safe because he's asleep.
He's all tuckered out. He falls asleep.
And
everything's okay.
Everyone yelled fuck you at the screen at the same time.
Yeah,
which I thought was a lot of solidarity.
Well, the three of us did, and you noticed. You're like, do you like this show?
Yeah, I know. So like, I guess really hate. I was like, you don't have to do a podcast about this, you know? I was like, did somebody hire you to do this? Because it seemed like you were really upset that the cat
fell asleep. We're frustrated because we care.
I know, I get it.
And we want it to do
better.
No,
I completely understand. I know. It's
and now people are counting on us, Casey.
I know. These Mexican Latinos are really, they're up all night.
They're all kinds of Latino, Casey.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, we got psyched out. Turns out he wasn't asleep because he's really
sneaky.
Oh,
yeah. They're flying away back to the space prison, whatever, where they live. Where do they live?
They live in
Castle, the Space Castle.
All we know about where they live is they have rainbow foods that aren't as good as our foods. And when they eat them, they're like, well, this is different than your food.
Oh, yeah. Whis does suggest that Bulma get a swimming pool full of pudding.
Yes,
right.
It's true. It's
right.
Pudding. I do remember that part.
That was a real struggle for you to enunciate, Jeremy.
I've been saying we get a swimming pool full of pudding since episode one.
Yeah.
Nobody has budged.
It's the end of the saga. I'm a little...
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy's been through a lot for this.
Yeah. We're all
emotional. All right.
Okay. Oh, and then, you know, one more thing we have to cover. So Goku wakes up because actually, even though he was on the verge of death, he's like, he's fine. And he does take a moment to just clarify to everyone on the boat that while they were almost being murdered by Beerus, when he wasn't there, he was there and he was just watching them get slapped around.
Yeah, that's right.
He also, like, his son's like, hey, I'm having a baby. And he's like, go fuck yourself.
He's like, you should eat some of this food, Gohan. It's delicious.
Yeah,
and
why
then Gohan fumes.
Why didn't he care about his son having a baby?
Because he's a piece of shit.
Oh, he just doesn't care about anything? I saw him save the whole universe. That seems nice.
Well, Vegeta is like bar fight drunk. Goku is like the jovial one that hasn't been home to his family in like 2 years.
Yeah, okay, so you're at the bar and you're like, he seems fun. He shoots a good game of pool.
Yeah. I've seen a lot. I've met a lot of those guys. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Some of the strongest pool players
They're
in
very
the universe.
Strong, neglecting their family to play pool.
One more thing happens before we roll credits.
Oh, Pilaf and crew!
Pilaf and crew!
Beep, beep, beams!
We see Pilaf and crew one last time, and boy, does that have no purpose!
Yeah, God bless Jess Lane, who is like, there'll probably be a reason for that, and we're all like, no.
Let's sum up the Pilaf arc. Pilaf on an island with his friends. He loses his phone. He goes on a rowboat, gets on the bigger boat. He eats a meal. He falls asleep. He goes off the boat. He comes back to the boat. He leaves the boat.
The end!
I have an hour of my life I will never get back just watching this green fuck.
I believe he's blue.
With his sorority bullshit where he loses his phone. And I'm just... I see a lot of myself in him.
Oh,
and it makes me so
Christ.
Mad.
Christ. What is the point?
Oh my god! I've never.
Do you want
seen
some help?
You lose your shit like this.
I know. I'm so mad about Pilaf.
Jeremy is the backbone of this podcast, and we are falling to shit right now. We're falling right into Trash Island, face first.
I'm gonna take over. It's
Thank
boyfriend
you.
Watch.
Boyfriend watch.
Boyfriend watch.
What's our running time right now?
We just hit 30.
Okay. Oh yeah! Fuck yeah! Boyfriend watch, bitch.
For those of you not in the know, your girl Carol lives a life of darkness and misery, just roaming around this earth, making impressionable decisions and drinking on Sunday. And therefore, I'm legally required every time I watch an anime to pick who my number one boyfriend is. And it has been quite a journey.
That's right.
That's exciting. All right.
And this will be, I think, a good way to do this episode's Boyfriend Watch might be... sort of like an overall, like, full arc. This is a final boyfriend watch
for the Beerus saga. Let's get Casey's input. Just based on this episode, who would you think is the most eligible bachelor going into the game?
It's hard to say. I like Piccolo myself, but he didn't really do much. He just stand around, but he did look like a strong silent type.
He has great shoulders.
He's got great shoulders, a cool style about him, and he's the only one who didn't he didn't say much, so that means you don't really know what's going on with him. It's a mystery, so I'm gonna say Piccolo.
Yeah, what's under that hat?
Yeah, you know, Piccolo was a fourth runner for a very long time.
Yeah,
we started
good showing
so long ago. It was just we were just waiting for Yamcha to show up. I'm just sitting at the bar checking my Tinder messages like he said he would be here, and then he just wasn't showing up, and then he did. Protected the kids. We had a stint with Piccolo because he was the only one not making an embarrassment of himself. Yeah. We were bouncing back and forth for a while.
And he's got a cloaca.
He does have
or
a cloaca.
Namek hole.
We considered Tien for a second, but he didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Whis and Beerus are pretty much married, so I don't want to really interrupt that. It seems too complicated. And then Jeets, you know, started out cold, but then he didn't talk for 6 episodes, which I was into. And then...
And of course, it's very important that Goku is in no way involved in Boyfriend Watch.
Goku is, like, on the opposite of that. I'm like, you know what? You can have him, Cheech. Like, so I think, overall... Arc boyfriend is gonna go number one spot is Piccolo, and
wow.
then number two is Jeets,
right.
number
wow.
three
right.
wow. Yamcha. That's what I'm
Hell
voting
yeah.
for.
Wow, upset!
Right, I just picked
Holy
one.
Shit.
That's huge.
Upset.
Which one's Yamcha?
He's gone for most of the show, but
yet.
That's
oh,
why.
He's... In fact,
what's Yamcha up to?
What is he up to? He's writing me an apology email for standing me up, but, you know, I get it. He's been busy saving the world and partying on that phone.
Of course. Alex, what's Yamcha up to?
I think he's finally decided to just go to the store, get some cover-up for his face. He's got a giant scar on his face. He's the only one who scars in this entire world.
Casey, what's Yamcha up to?
I think he settled down in a nice West Virginian town with a girl that was like his sister's friend, you know? And they work together at the bank, and his sister is like, I think you really like her. Her name's Carol. And so he goes on a date with Carol, and then they really fall in love, and they move into like a moderate home in West Virginia, and he's working the land. She's making most of the money at the bank, but it's very low rent. So he's kind of like gardening and stuff. She's starting to get a little upset because she's like, you should probably look for a job. And but he's like, you know, the market's not great right now. So so they're a little bit at odds. It's starting, you're starting to see cracks in the love that they have, and yeah, that's what's happening.
You know, that's like weirdly accurate for you, clearly just not knowing who this
character
is.
I have no idea who Yamcha. I have no idea who Yamcha is.
All right. What do we think is going to happen next? Alex?
Okay, glad you asked. All right, out of 1 to 7 Dragon Balls, the rating system that we use on this
what?
Show.
What are you doing?
I would think that we have a some kind of unforeseen foe is going to make an appearance and really challenge Goku to become not only a more alpha man, but also a more considerate father. Mm. And this one episode, as a review, I am going to have to give 7 out of 7 Dragon Balls. There were myriad beams, and I was loving it.
Mm. Well, that means someone's going to get himself a little wish.
What's your wish, Alex?
I give this wish to the troops.
That's sweet. That's great.
Casey, what's going to happen next, and how do you rate the episode out of 7 Dragon Balls?
I think Gohan is the son, correct?
Yeah, that's right. He's the one who's having a kid.
So Gohan's wife is going to have a miscarriage pretty close to the due date.
Oh my God.
And it's going to cause a big rift between them. He's going to make him even more powerful. He's going to start drinking a lot, and he doesn't know how to. He's going to stop coming home at night. She's going to be like, you got to stop drinking or you can't come back. And then he's like, well, fuck. He's like, well, what did you do? You weren't eating right. And that's what happened. She's like, you accuse me? I went through a miscarriage and you're going to blame it on me because of my diet? And he's like, you knew what you were doing and it's your fault. And then she's going to kick him out of the house and he's going to get real drunk. And he's going to car crash. He's going to be in jail for a little bit. He's going to clean up. He's going to go back home. They're going to fall back in love, going to get pregnant again. Hopefully that turns out well. 5 Dragon Balls.
Katie, what's gonna happen next? How many Dragon Balls?
We're gonna watch Bulma try to return the boat to the rental. They do not want to give her deposit back, but she didn't become the richest woman in the world for nothing. And Vegeta's gonna try on some shirts, and they're gonna start filling up that above ground pool with pudding.
Can't wait for that pool episode.
I'll give this 7 Dragon Balls.
Wow. Katie, all right, we get another wish here. Katie, what do you got?
I wish that this episode will be highly edited.
Jeremy, how do you feel?
Okay, I think we're going to find out just what a Golden Frieza is.
Yes.
Okay, and what Golden Frieza is the Dragon Ball Universe's equivalent of an Academy Award, which they're going to award to Mr. Satan.
Yeah, for all his acting he do.
Cool. Well, for
acting
for his role in the Cell movie from the World Martial Arts Tournament back in the Buu saga, which
That's
is
true.
The same year as this one. Because of the thing at the beginning of the
that had a lot of range.
Yeah.
Golden Frieza sounds like it's like a golden shower, but you freeze the piss first. it's just you pelt somewhere with piss cubes.
Hey girl, if you want to ride this train, you need to lay out a Golden Frieza right out the bat. Nice.
Hey, if you're listening to the show, send us in your videos of your Golden Frieza pranks. We want to see them. We want them going viral. Put them up there.
It's the new ALS challenge.
And I'm gonna give this one.
You can do this.
Jeremy's on the floor.
I'm gonna give this one 8 out of 7 Dragon Balls.
Wow, sterling review.
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
So do you get a wish? What do you do?
No, it breaks the system, and
you have to like bring one back
wishes.
Somewhere.
It's like when kids are born with like the extra.
Yeah. You think it should be good being extra, but it's bad. Okay. It's true.
Yeah. It's like having too many chromosomes.
Oh, yeah.
Great. All right. Yeah. Let's end this thing. Alex, where
can... Let's end it.
Let's end it. Alex, where can people find you?
I will be killing myself right now. Okay. You know what? Just come to my Twitter, @PatakJokes.
Katie,
You can find me on Twitter at @KatieRose or on Instagram at @OhHelloKatieRose.
You can find me on Twitter at @JeremyThunder. Casey, what's up?
I'm Casey J. Salengo on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Be my friend.
Nice.
Latinos.
Do you know, you have a half hour coming up, right?
Yes. I'm filming next Friday.
Do you know when that's coming out?
The fall.
I'm very excited about
that's
that.
That's insane.
Cool as hell, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Casey's going to have a Comedy Central half hour. Look out for that, Weebs. It's going to be sick. He's going to talk a whole lot about anime.
I'm throwing out my whole set. It's all going to be Dragon Ball.
Yeah, it's going to be an additional talk.
But it's all going to be Dragon Ball GT related. So you guys
Oh, shit.
But it ain't canon, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You traitorous whelp.
I'm going to have to edit that whole bit out. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Hit us up on Facebook. We'll read literally anything you write. That's it for us. Thank you so much for listening.
Super!